Church this, Winnipeg. We're Dry Heave from Calgary, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM.
Estou de olho nela. tinha de rosa. Mais linda, mais meiga que uma rosa. Oba, lá vem ela. Eco, imagina, estou de olho nela. É mama, sei.
Thank you. から人へ嘘が本当に傍観者くるくる回る光の乱反射
It's Narewin or True Originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanaruan perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanaruan live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
For your amusement and amazement, it's International Feel.
On 101.5 UMFM, UMFM.com, or internationalfeel.org, Bell Channel 551.
I think that's correct. Mm. I think, yes, we're getting...
We're getting the signal.
The signal. Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're live and electrified tonight.
Yeah, as you, the listeners, have come to expect, you know, you demand us in the studio, and we listen.
We listen. And
rain or shine, sleet, not always in the snow, but...
No, we try. And also by popular demand, we brought our studio audience out of storage. So let's hear it for the studio audience.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Feels good.
Feels good. Yeah. It feels good to have them back. We kind of forgot about them, so we packed them away into that back room there. But we thought we'd dust them off.
Yeah, we went and visited. It's more of a fish farm than like a big back room kind of. We do a lot in that the back room.
Room. We should probably explore that fish farm and do something with it. Like hold a seance, maybe?
We could try to reach... Do you need to reach somebody who's passed? Can you engage with the spirit of a living person through a seance?
I don't know. I think I would like to contact Maze. Listeners of the show may know that our nightlife correspondent.
He glows at night.
Yeah,
glows on the dance floor.
He's an effervescent character, but he's away from us now. But he's not dead. But maybe we could check in with him via one of these fish at a fish farm through seance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are these candles kind of around, and does it have to be black magic to do something?
I think there's gray magic.
Gray magic?
Yeah, I think there's some gray magic.
Kind of like gray water?
Yeah, it's not...
Like gross.
It's not the best. It's not sanitary, that's for sure.
I don't know if to touch the gray magic, do I?
You're not supposed to touch the gray magic.
Wear gloves.
Yeah, so... Yeah, fish farm seance. That's intriguing. So we've got our candles, we've got our tarot cards, we've got our Ouija board.
Yeah, and we've got all the people in the studio audience standing by to help us. What do you say? Do you have us? Do you have our backs here, everybody? Yes. Yeah, they're here for the seance.
Oh yeah, they're here. So we've got the studio audience on our side. They want us to. Yeah, let's see what we can contact. Let's try the Ouija board first. Let's see. Okay.
Do you have to get everybody's hands on the...
Yeah, so give me your hand and... all right, so here we go. Dear fish spirits, can we hear from our dear friend Maze, our nightlife correspondent? Oh, it's kind of moving. Oh, it says no.
It says no.
I don't know if it works with living people. I think that might be more of a possession thing.
Mm.
I think we might need some sort of other magic, a grayer magic.
A grayer magic.
Maybe a grayish magic. You know, it's fashionable. It goes with a lot of things. It's inoffensive.
Yeah, it's like if you're trying to move it quick. Yeah.
We're trying to flip it. Yeah. We're not trying to flip this fish farm, though. Yeah. This backroom fish farm that we conveniently have. I forgot we had.
Yeah, it's the studio, you know, and all that, all the archives here. It's a bit of a maze, and
oh yeah, there's a lot of rooms that we kind of forget about. Yeah, we've got a lot of. It is very maze-like. It originally came with mirrors, but we removed a lot of the mirrors because we were getting lost and smashing into them.
Yeah, but trying to find your way through a hall of mirrors to the studios. Nightmarish.
Let me tell you, it's kind of a headache. So we had to take down all the mirrors, which took us quite a while. Mm. But with the power of a hammer, we did it.
Yeah, and a mighty cast of the hammer.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention, last episode, you may have, if you were listening, we released a bunch of clones into the wild. And I know that that's kind of a controversial thing. We received some strongly worded letters regarding that. So I wanted to apologize formally, and I wanted to say, be a responsible clone owner and spay and neuter your clones to help control the clone population. It was irresponsible to release clones into the wild like that, and I promise we will not do that again.
Yeah, you released those clones into Australia.
Yeah, I did, and they took over.
They've been ravaging the farms.
They have. So I want to formally say my bad, and again, spay and neuter your clones. And with that, maybe we play some more music?
Yeah.
Or do you have some other PSA to have?
Yeah, no, I was saying maybe another stab at the seance, but we could save that for the next segment. Let's build up our grayish magic and
we'll light some more candles.
Yeah, more candles.
More candles.
And yeah, maybe what do you think, studio audience? You guys want to see another seance in the second half? How do you think?
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they're for it.
Yeah, I think so. All right.
Seance in the second half.
All right, so stick around. International feel. Fish farm seance in the second half.
Brothers, so yeah. ששמות מססת אורן אל מי שסיידש ויקש אורן עוד שמי ישר ריטו יצשות שער מי ימוסר רוי לבון
Bananeira não sei. sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Será no fundo do quintal, quintal do seu olhar, olhar do coração. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá. A bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você.
chamegna, usa chamegna, usa chamegna, tá tirando meu sossegna, usa chamegna, usa chamegna, usa chamegna, tá tirando meu sossegna, tirando meu sossegna, a culpa é do chamego, tá? A culpa é de você ainda, tirando meu sossegna, tá? A culpa é do chamego, tá? A culpa é de você ainda. Usa chamegna, usa chamegna, tá tirando meu sossegna. Usa chamegna, usa chamegna, usa chamegna, tá tirando meu sossegna. Tirando meu sossego, tá? A culpa é do chamegna, tá? A culpa é de você, né? Tirando meu sossego, tá? A culpa é do chamegna, tá? A culpa é de você, né?
Na na na. Since emerging from Philadelphia's underground and carving out a space that feels entirely their own, Mannequin Pussy have been turning chaos into something loud, emotional, and strangely beautiful. Across four albums, including their latest, I Got Heaven, the band stretches from razor wire punk to shimmering, vulnerable pop without ever losing the thread. Urgent, cathartic, and a little unhinged, and exactly what this moment sounds like. Don't miss Mannequin Pussy as they bring their energy to the historic Burton Cummings Theater for one night only, Sunday, September 13th. Tickets for this can't-miss night, also featuring Winnipeg's own Show Pony, are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Don't sleep on this one. Mannequin Pussy live at the Burton Cummings Theater, September 13th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
It's International Feel on 101.5 UMFM.
Or UMFM.com or internationalfeel.org.
Yes, that is correct. Those are the waves.
You can catch that between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., though. These websites have hours of operation.
Yeah, it's not 24-hour. We can't afford that.
I once saw a website that did that.
They programmed it
to have hours of operation.
That's so interesting.
Like, the information you wanted to get from it, you couldn't get it outside of office hours.
That's... why? Why would they do that?
I guess it's just kind of like...
eccentric?
Like that kind of, it's like slow technology kind of stuff. Why make it always available? You don't need it all the time.
We've grown so accustomed to having all things always. I feel like, taking a step back is probably a good thing, but I feel like we're so used to it, we'll just be like... why not? Why can't we have it now?
Yeah, it's like that 24-hour news cycle thing.
That was probably a bad idea, too, mm-hmm. in itself. But that's another rant for another day.
Yeah, so once the sun goes down, website goes down.
That's cool. That's cool.
I thought about switching like our hosting to solar-powered, like self-hosted. So like if the sun did go and the battery just like went out.
That's a good idea.
It's like, there just wasn't enough sun out today to juice the website up.
We should plan for that, because that's an eventuality.
And I could jump on the old stationary bike and power up if the sun's not doing enough.
Hey, that's why we've been stockpiling all these stationary bikes, so we can have an army of volunteers to power our generator to boost the signal to send the show out in that post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah, you could be our infrastructure.
Yeah. we need you, so call us at 204-269-8636. We've got a bike seat just for you.
We need you to power our stuff.
We need your leg power.
Or maybe just your soul power to help us push this seance.
Yeah.
Over the edge, and if we can channel the living maze, hopefully he doesn't die in the process of this kind of
we're setting black magic. It's more like greyish magic.
Right.
it's not quite as spooky. It's more
it's more versatile.
It's versatile. it goes with a lot of things.
It allows you to see your future in it.
Sherwin Williams' Magic of the Year.
Is that the name of the color?
Yeah.
Magic of the Year.
Anyways, we're using some greyish magic to conduct seances through various methods, but we're trying to talk to our dear friend Maze, who's still living, but is just elsewhere.
Jockey Academy, I suppose.
So we haven't been able to speak with him, but if there's anything else up there, like anyone else, any other spirits, living or dead, that we can get in touch with, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, maybe you can, if you're a spirit out there or something like that, you can call us on the seance line, 204-269-8636. That connects you to us via seance.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
The board's lighting up.
Oh, it's moving to yes. It's starting to tremble around.
The lights are kind of flickering. The things are...
Oh!
Oh my god.
All the lights just kind of exploded.
We're sitting in darkness, and wouldn't you believe it, two glowing apparitions have just appeared, and it looks like Simon and Garfunkel.
It really does look like that.
It looks like Simon and Garfunkel have visited us in spirit form in the studio, so welcome, Ghost Simon Garfunkel.
Ghost Garfunkel?
Ghost Garfunkel, Ghost Simon. What do you? I'm not sure what they're here for. Oh, I guess we summoned them through our Grage magic.
Impressive.
That's impressive. I didn't know we had such powers. I don't know what should we do with them while they're here.
Are we certain that that is them and not some it might be look-alike or cheap imitation? The ShamWow guy told me to keep an eye out for cheap imitations.
You know, now that I look closer at it, I think it's just a jacket, a pile of jackets.
Is it just a mirror? Are we just looking at ourselves? I look like the ghost of the living Paul Simon?
I mean, we are both wearing turtlenecks like that cover of that album, you know.
That album of theirs.
Yeah. You know, the turtleneck cover.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. So that's the twist. That's the twist.
I told you it was a bad idea to get involved with this grayish magic.
I think we've unleashed some very
demonic.
It's slightly demonic stuff. What we thought was Simon and Garfunkel turned out to be just a laughing pile of jackets. Spooky stuff, guys. Spooky stuff. That's why you don't mess with grayish magic.
Yeah, don't mess with magic in general.
Yeah. Especially not in a like a haunted place like this old fish farm that we found.
Yeah, in the back rooms or the studio here.
Yeah, it's got some...
The old sound stages.
Well, you know what? We should probably put the studio audience back.
Yeah, yeah. What do you guys think? There's studio audience. Yeah. You guys are for it? For it? Put your hands together. Do you think if it... Yeah, yeah. We got some people supporting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Get it together here.
All right. So we're going to wheel you back in the storage room. So there you go for another day.
Yeah, close this close up vault the door.
There, yeah. Seal the door there. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's been an episode. Thanks for joining us. We'll be... Wait. We're taking next week off, right?
No. I think we could probably do next week.
Do next week? Okay.
For the following week. Because what is it? Oh, it'll be Canada Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Canada Day.
We'd be, okay. All right. Yeah.
Are we here?
I don't know. We'll have to talk with our handlers.
We'll have to consult with Mark Carney.
See,
he orchestrates this show from the top.
I mean, he controls Canada.
Yeah.
We get our orders directly from him.
He's the ringleader of this carnival.
Yeah, the Carney Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard that in the newspaper once.
Yeah, some Albertan was screaming.
Too good. Too good. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Join us from 9 to 10 on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, a little later on internationalfield.org.
For eternity, though.
For eternity. So, we got time for another one?
Time maybe? For one more? I got some Cassiano.
Very nice. So this is International Feel saying...
Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Tier 3 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Genre-defying sounds, returning favorites, and bold new voices featuring Black Country, New Road, Wolf Parade, and Ribbon Skirt. Adult 4-day passes start at $328. Youth and senior passes start at $246 and $262, and kids under 12 are free. Tickets are moving fast at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. No gate sales. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park.